আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু নাহমাদুহু ওয়া নুসাল্লি আলা রাসূলিহিল কারীম আম্মা বাদ রাব্বি ইশরাহলি সাদরি ওয়া ইয়াসসিরলি আমরি ওয়া হলুল উকদাতাম মিন লিসানি ইয়াফকাহু কাওলি ক্বালা আল্লাহু তাআলা ফিল ফুরকানিল হামিদ ইন্নামাল মুমিনুনা ইখওয়াতুন ফাসলিহু বাইনা আখাওয়াইকুম ওয়াত্তাকুল্লাহ লাআল্লাকুম তুরহামুন সাদাকাল্লাহুল আযীম আল্লাহুম্মা সাল্লি ওয়া সাল্লিম আলা সাইয়্যিদিনা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলিহি মাই noble audience. Inshallah, today the discussion will be very relevant to the previous discussions of akhlaqiyat. A few months ago I was studying the kitab of Imam Bukhari, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. Many people know Imam Bukhari rahimahullah because of Sahih Al-Bukhari. But he is very well known for his compilation known as Adab al-Mufrad. And it is a very unique compilation. As we all know that there are many, many faculties, departments of life. And basically for every faculty of life, Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left instructions, guidelines. We can call these instructions and these guidelines as adab, ethics. So in Adab al-Mufrad, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has collected different ahadith pertaining to different departments of life. And basically those ahadith that teach us the adab, the ethics. In the few moments that we have, I would like to discuss briefly, because we do not have much time, one hadith or one narrative in Adab al-Mufrad that basically is a question that was posed by a very famous tabi'i whose name was Hazrat Atta bin Yasar. He asked Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala an one day about the characteristics of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this hadith is basically the understanding of Abdullah bin Amr bin As that he gathered from previous divine books. Now Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala an was one of the very few sahabis that had studied the Torah, the Zabur and the Injil. Indeed, he was well versed in the Quranic teachings, but he had good knowledge about the Torah, the Zabur and the Injil. And that's why later on many, many Sahaba and many, many Tabi'een that were blessed to be in the Mubarak Majlis of Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin As used to ask him about the Torah and the Zabur and the Injil. So Hazrat Atta bin Yasar rahimahullah, once he said to Abdullah bin Amr bin As that, what did you gather from the Torah in terms of our Nabi of Allah? Kuch baatein to hongi na Torah ke andar Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke bare mein, wo batao. So the following is basically the response. So Abdullah bin Amr bin As says, wallah innahu labawsufun fit Torah bi ba'dhi sifatihi al-Quran. So he said, I can swear that there are many, many characteristics that I have found about our Nabi in the Torah. When I was studying the Torah, I came across many, many sifat of our Nabi of Allah that basically are in tune with the sifat that the Quran has discussed. And then he started off by reciting a verse from Surah Ahzab. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. That one of the things that I studied in the Torah was that the Nabi to come, alluding to Nabi Akram Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, will be shahid, he will be a witness to his ummah, to the actions of his ummah on the day of judgment. ومبشر, a bearer of glad tidings, وَنَذِيرًا, and a warner. As we all know that the entire Quran And the entire life of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam revolves around tabshir and tanzir. Sometimes the Nabi of Allah is encouraging the people to commit to good deeds by mentioning the reward, encouraging them. And sometimes he's warning them, if they drift away from the center point, then the Nabi of Allah warns them. One of the early revelations of Surah Al-Muddathir, Ya ayyuhal muddathir kum fa'anzir. Khade ho jao, o loko ko drao. Stand up and warn people. Because the life that they are living is not conducive to success in this dunya and success in the hereafter. And then, وَحِرَزًا لِلْأُمِّيِّينَ. He has come, or he will come, to free people that are illiterate. It was the custom of Arabia that they were not very fond of reading and writing. They used to depend upon their memory. Likhna parna pasand nahi karte the. They used to depend upon their memory. And that's why, one of the reasons why Allah chose the people of Arabia to be the first recipients of the Quran was because of their sharp memory. They were very, very sharp. Without any official maktab or a hifz class, by the end of Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophethood, there were many that knew the Quran of by heart. They used to listen, whilst the Nabi of Allah used to recite outside Salah, and they used to listen, whilst the Nabi of Allah used to recite in Salah. And that was the mode of education. And by the end of 23 years, bit by bit, there was a very large group of Sahaba that knew the entire Quran of by heart, from cover to cover. Because they had a very sharp memory. So this is one of the reasons, not the only reasons, one of the reasons why Allah chose the people of Arabia. وَحِرَزًا لِلْأُمِّيِّينَ. The Nabi of Allah came to free these people. From what? From illiteracy. The Nabi of Allah came to leave the package of ilm for humanity. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمْ وَمُسْلِمَةٌ. It is not optional to attain knowledge, but it is compulsory upon mankind, male and female, to attain knowledge by which they can understand what is right and what is wrong. Anta abdi wa rasuli. Then I read in the Torah that Allah Almighty says that this person that is to come as a mubashir and as a nadir, and وَحِرَزًا لِلْأُمِّيِّينَ, he is my servant and my Rasul. سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ. I name him Mutawakkil. Allah is saying this. I name him Mutawakkil. The one that has reliance upon Allah Almighty. Tawakkal ala Allah. Now the next advice, or the next instructions, or sifat that were discussed in the Torah pertaining to the Nabi of Allah, is basically the topic that we are discussing. لَيْسَ بِفَضٍ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ وَلَا سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَ بِالسَّيِّئَ وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُ وَيَسْفَحُ. Now this encapsulates the akhlaqiyat of our Nabi, the behavior of our Nabi. And that's why this hadith by Imam Bukhari is under the bab, the chapter. And you know what the chapter is? Babul Inbisat ila Nas. This is the title of the chapter under which you find this hadith in Adabul Mufrad. Babul Inbisat ila Nas. And Babul Inbisat basically means to have a smiling face, to be sociable, affable, approachable. To be sociable, to be approachable, to be affable, to have a smiling face, to be merry, to be cheerful. All this is basically the meaning of the bab, the chapter, under which Imam Bukhari has brought this hadith, or this statement of Abdullah bin Amr bin As. That Now listen to what Allah spoke about, or what Allah said about the Nabi of Allah in the Torah. لَيْسَ بِفَضٍّ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ. He will not have a disagreeable speech. This is the best translation I can come up with. His speech will not offend anyone. His tone will be in moderation. The clinical construction of words will win the hearts. The clinical construction of words will win the hearts. Every letter that emits from his blessed mouth is a flower. It is sweet. Shini. Bod mitai. Laysa bifadhin wala ghalidh. And he will not be harsh in temperament. He will not be hot-headed, ill-tempered. He will not remain in his bubble. He will come out of his bubble. He will be sociable. People will approach him without any hesitation. There will be no external barriers that will not allow people to come towards him. لَيْسَ بِفَضٍ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ وَلَا سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He will not cry out in the supermarkets. When I was studying this aspect, he will not cry out in the supermarkets. I said, what is the meaning of this? And Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani in Fathul Bari, the commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari, makes mention that in those days when people used to go to the supermarkets, you go to the supermarket for two reasons, to buy or to sell. And many a times when you do not find an agreeable amount to the commodity that you are purchasing, then you will start to shout. Sometimes it will be the one that is selling, sometimes the one that is buying. وَلَا سَخَّام فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He will not cry out and shout in the supermarkets. وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيَّ بِالسَّيَّ. And he will not return ill when he is ill done. وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُ وَيَسْفَعُ. He will forgive, or he will ignore the ill doers, the wrongdoers. He will ignore them. This is a depiction of our Nabi of Allah. And Imam Bukhari, he holds the chapter as Inbisat ila an-nas, ka'ahadin min an-nas. Very beautiful statement. Ka'ahadin min an-nas. Aisa aadmi ke dusre ke saath ek jaisa ho gaya. Ka'ahadin min an-nas. He is commissioned as a prophet. He holds the highest post that Allah has created for humanity, that is Nabuwwah. But when he is amongst people, ka'ahadin min an-nas, he's like them. And this was something that the people of Arabia could not fathom. They could not fathom this. And this has been documented in the Quran. So Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, verse number 7 and 8. The confusion of the people of Arabia has been highlighted in these two ayat by Allah Almighty. So what did they used to say? وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامِ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. This is basically an ayat that is allowing us to see the internal confusion in their mind. Because Allah can read the mind. So Allah Almighty is saying that these people, the non-believers, they say, what kind of prophet is he? Mali hadha rasul, what kind of prophet is he? Yakulu ta'am wa khana khata, he eats food. Wa yamshi fil aswaq, and he walks in the supermarkets. They thought that a person that is muttaqi and a righteous, or a person that is a nabi, should not eat. He should not drink. He should not go to the supermarkets. Allah selected insan to be prophets for insan, so they can share the same pain. They can share the same hunger and thirst. They have the same needs. If Allah selected the malaika to become anbiya for human beings, we could have questioned their appointment. They don't experience hunger. They don't experience thirst. They don't experience carnal desires, the eruption of it. They are free from want and need. They can stand all day and all night worshipping Allah Almighty. If they were to educate us, we will say that You are from a different realm. You are from a different theater. You are not in the position to educate us. All the Anbiya basically lived as normal human beings. In terms of hunger, in terms of thirst, they had desires. They got married. They had children. So the mushrikun of Makkah, they used to say, يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He eats food, something that we cannot understand. It doesn't sit well with prophethood. وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And he walks in the shopping centers. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا. Why does Allah send an angel that will assist him in warning people? أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ. Why doesn't Allah send a treasure for him? Why doesn't Allah give him a garden that is lush green from which he will eat? So he lives differently than normal human beings. He's a prophet. Allah refuted all these notions and basically made it very clear, a Nabi is an insan. And I'm going to share a story with you that will give you a further insight to that personality that changed the hearts of humanity. Because when the hearts change, the world changes. We say he changed the world. No, he changed the hearts. Uska maqsad dilon ko badalna tha. His purpose was to change those hearts. So in Shamail al-Tirmizi, there's a beautiful story. He did not only go to the shopping centers to buy and sell, or to see how people were buying and selling, and what were their akhlaqiyat. Were they crying in the shopping centers? Were they shouting in the shopping centers? Many a times the Nabi of Allah used to go, and he used to go in a very relaxed mood. There was one Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Zahir. He was very dark in complexion, and financially he was very poor. Both ghareeb. So Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the market, and he finds that Hazrat Zahir is speaking to somebody in the market, in the aswaq, in the souq. Now everyone is watching. And I want you to think about this. This is the Nabi of Allah. Everyone is watching. This is Madinatul Munawwara. The Nabi of Allah has been appointed as a prophet and a leader by all the people. And before I start off the story, if an imam or a person that holds a post was to do something like this, there will be so many fatwas. People start to give fatwas. One after another, fatwas. That this is not befitting an imam. We're talking about Imamul Anbiya, the imam of all imams. So he goes into the shopping center, and as a Zahir is discussing something with somebody, an Imam, Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, goes from the back and holds him. He embraces him from behind. So as a Zahir can't move now. He can't look back. Who is this person? And immediately the Nabi of Allah chants the sentence. He says, "May yashtari hadha al-abd minni." May yashtari hadha al-abd minni. Who is going to buy this slave from me? Because it is the place where people buy and sell. So the Nabi of Allah holds as a Zahir and says, "Is ghulam ko kon khareedega mujhse? Who is going to buy this slave from me?" Now a few moments ago, Hazrat Zahir was trying to pull away. He was trying to escape. But once he heard the Nabi of Allah saying, "May yashtari hadha al-abad minni," he pushed himself towards the Nabi of Allah, so he could prolong this meeting. Then Hazrat Zahir radiyallahu ta'ala said, "Ya Rasulullah, what are you going to get by selling this slave? He has no value. I'm a destitute person. I'm dark in complexion. If you sell me, you won't get anything." And you know what the Nabi of Allah said? He said, "O Zahir, aapki keemat Allah ke haan bahut zyada hai." That, "O Zahir, you do not know, your value in the eyes of Allah is great. People may not value you, But I know your value. Allah has valued you. Now this was the akhlaqiyat of the Nabi of Allah in the shopping center. It's amazing. Holding people, joking, making people happy, making this statement, who's going to buy this slave? He's not even a slave, he's a hur, he's a free person. And that's why the Nabi of Allah was approachable, affable, sociable. People would come to him. Indeed, he had that ru'ab and that awe. But once a person came to know of him, Allahu Akbar, things used to settle down. Indeed, the first time you used to see the Nabi of Allah, you used to be struck by awe. A lady came the first time to see the Nabi of Allah, and she set her eyes on the beautiful face of the Nabi of Allah, and she nearly dropped down. The Nabi of Allah understood. He said, "Don't be afraid. I am the son of a lady that used to dry meat." So they used to dry meat, and then they used to preserve it for the entire year. Make sada sada meal. Don't be scared of me. Don't be afraid of me. So indeed there was that awe, but that was divine, that was from Allah Almighty. But the behavior of the Nabi of Allah used to remove those veils. And that's why people used to sit around him. I was reading a few days ago that Hazrat Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu ta'ala an, he came to the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akrim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi of Allah had a tray of dates. Now Hazrat Suhaib al-Rumi had an infection in the eye. Say the right eye. I don't know if it was the right or the left. Let's say hypothetically the right eye. He had an infection in the eye, right eye. So it was a known fact that if you have infection in the eye, you should not eat too many dates. Khajur garam hoti hai. The athar of dates is hot. So it was a known fact amongst the hukama, amongst the doctors, that you should not take too many dates. Now the Sahib al-Rumi is sitting with the Nabi of Allah. He's going to avail from this. The Nabi of Allah is given dates, so I'm going to take as much as I can. So Hazrat Suhaib al-Rumi starts eating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the Nabi of Allah is watching him. And the Nabi of Allah knows that he has infection in the eye. He said, "Oh Suhaib, you've eaten so many dates and you have infection." Hazrat Suhaib al-Rumi says, "I'm eating with the left eye. I'm not eating with the right eye, I'm eating with the left eye." Now they could crack a joke like this in front of the Nabi of Allah, because he was sociable. He was approachable. Indeed, he was commissioned as a prophet. There's no doubt about it. But his own behavior allowed people to relax. My observation, and this is the weak observation of a weak person, is that the more a person advances on the Sirat al-Mustaqeem or adorns himself with taqwa, the more he confines himself in his bubble. It becomes, that person becomes unapproachable. He's doing his own thing. He's living in his own world. You can't socialize with him. Many, many great scholars that I would like to meet, first of all, you can't get to their door, because there are so many barriers. But even if you make it to their doors or into their room, they don't speak. Khamosh. This is the taqwa. Summun bukmun. Our Nabi was not like that. The Sahaba used to come. They could discuss. They were very comfortable. We have run out of time. It is a very beautiful hadith, or a fragment of the hadith. We will, inshallah, if Allah wills, inshallah, we will discuss this in detail next week. Subhanakallahumma. Wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Friday.